day to you and yours. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, who'll be around later in the hour with his social media report. Also joining us for a new soiree into this time of the day, gentleman who is known far and wide because he's good at what he does, Emmy Award-winning television personality Montel Williams on Good Day. Montel, welcome.
Doug, good morning, buddy, and thanks so much for having me.
You know, I have been watching you of late, the television mechanism that you use now to inspire people. I sort of remember back when I used to see you in uniform when you were getting started, and a lot of people don't remember back that far. So if you wouldn't mind, would you spend a few minutes? Montel Williams came to the world, the public arena, in a pretty unorthodox way.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people, even now, I'm kind of surprised because, you know, I've had, Doug, almost three careers over the course of my life. I had a 17-year active duty career in the military, which is 22 years. I started the Montel Williams Show, the talk show. That went for 17 years. And then I started radio and publishing and other things, and I'm going to hopefully do that for the next 17 years. Let me take people down a little trip down memory lane. I started a program while I was on active duty. First off, I should back up and tell you, I was born and raised in a little area outside of Baltimore, or in Baltimore, called Cherry Hill. And my parents moved to the suburb of Cherry Hill, of Baltimore, back in the, I'm going to state myself, but back in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up, I'm a product of busing. I was bused from a black enclave neighborhood to an all-white neighborhood to, you know, for desegregation. I did very well in school. I ended up graduating from high school and enlisting in the Marine Corps. Started off in the Marine Corps, enlisted, and very quickly was meritoriously promoted multiple times to the point that I was selected to go to the Naval Academy. So I went from enlisted in the Marine Corps through the Naval Academy prep school to the Naval Academy. I graduated from the Naval Academy with a degree in general engineering, a minor in international security affairs. My language was Chinese at the time, which right before I graduated, something we'll talk about over the course of, you know, our journey together, and it was unbeknownst to me and unbeknownst to the military. This is where my MS started, but no one figured it out. 12 weeks before graduation at the Naval Academy, I ended up being hospitalized for like a week and a half of a very weird malady. Nobody knew what it was. I graduated with my class from the academy, but I didn't get commissioned on that day. So, you know, that day that you all kind of may know or think about when the Naval Academy, you see people at the Naval Academy graduate and they throw their hats in the air. I got to throw my hat in the air, but I didn't get to put on my rank because...
Let me go back for just a second because you said something there that was very important. Most people now know that because you have focused so much of your career on being well, that it started in the way that you just described. I don't want to give it short shrift, because there's been a lot of controversy about how you handle your life because you have MS. So you didn't, and nobody in that period at some of these really good hospitals figured out that you had MS. This would have been, mid-70s, late-70s?
Brother, it was right at 1980. I graduated from the academy in 1980. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what was so weird about this, is that I literally, 12 weeks before graduation, we get at the Naval Academy in the military before they let you go on active duty. You have to go through a whole series of immunizations and inoculations. Mm-hmm. I, at the academy, and this was all registered and all locked down and written up, I was one of, in my class, we were getting ready for our pre-commissioning and immunizations, so they put you in a line. And the military used to use a gun, you know, like a gun that they could set the dosage on. Well, the first 100 guys in my class that went through, our dosage was set about 10 times too high.
Ooh.
One particular immunization that put 10 of us in the hospital. I was one that was in the hospital the longest, and I went almost blind in my left eye. I had really bizarre neurological issues that no one could figure out. And when I say no one, I went to Johns Hopkins, Walter Reed, Bethesda, the Naval Academy Hospital. They sent me around to every specialist they could, and no one could figure out what it was. And you have to remember, Doug, that back then, 1980, here it is 2000, and getting ready to be 2011, we know as much about MS today as we did back in 1863 when we identified it. And back then, we knew nothing.
Yeah.
So no one knew what was going on with me.
It's kind of like the common cold. Nobody knows anything about that either.
Right. So
strange.
For 5 months, I went and pincushioned. And finally, the reason why they didn't commission me was because I lost vision in my left eye. I was perfect vision when I went to the academy. As a matter of fact, I was going to graduate and become part of what was the Marine Corps Air Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the fact that this malady hit me, I went blind in my left eye to the point of 20/300.
Wow.
For about 5 months, and then it started to come back. My vision in my left eye now is about 20/80, almost 20/100, and that's how far it came back. So what ended up happening is around November when my vision came back, the military said, oh, good, you can see. Well, we can commission your butt. So unfortunately, because I didn't have perfect vision, or my vision wasn't correctable to 20/20, the Marine Corps would not take me back.
Right.
So I had to go in the Navy. So because of my Chinese language background, the military made me what is called a special duty intelligence officer, cryptologic specialty, where I went off after serving for about 11 months on Guam, came back and went to the Defense Language Institute, where I was trained in Russian. I got a degree in Russian, and watch this, this is the way the military works, but as soon as my degree was over, they sent my butt to Central America. So I was working on an issue. I was, you know, here I am a Russian linguist, and they sent me down to Central America. Because back then we were working against the a lot of people don't remember this little war. It was called Nicaragua-El Salvador that America was very much entrenched in.
Mm-hmm.
I went down off the coast of Nicaragua-El Salvador with six Spanish linguists, and I'm a Russian linguist. It was real smart. But then finally, after that tour that ended up taking me through Grenada during its invasion, it was the strangest thing in the world, I ended up going back to the National Security Agency, where then I did what I was trained for, and I worked in, you know, what's called cryptologic direct support in the military.
There are a lot of people that are needs, apparently, for a lot of people like you, and the need has grown. Interesting that it hasn't been met. You would be an inspiration for people who wanted to go down that path if they were to understand your path. So as Montel is now joining us every Wednesday at this time, there'll be a lot of great stories. I want you to get to know Montel. I find him to be a fascinating study in success. And you all know how much I want to have you be successful. So Montel, as an inspirational speaker, you know, you see a lot of his material on television now. He's so focused on health and well-being. Matter of fact, Montel on Good Day, sponsored by the folks at Money Mutual. Montel Williams on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh, oh, oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
16 and change after the hour. Montel Williams is joined us on Good Day as a contributor, and the best way to introduce you to him, I felt, was to find out a little about him. I can remember like it was yesterday seeing you dressed in your decorative naval outfit. I think I don't remember how it came to be, but you were on a television program. I don't think it was yours, or maybe it was something that was used as a spinoff for you. What am I remembering?
What you remember, Doug, was really kind of crazy. Back again when I served on active duty and I was on submarines, aircraft carriers, you name the platform that we had. I have over 300 days under the water, 300 days above the water. I was pretty much in every place that the military needed me to be, in every hotspot that we needed to have up until I came off active duty. But what happened is, right before I left active duty, I had run a program that's called Classic Paladin. I can say it now because it's no longer classified, at the National Security Agency, where all of our Hebrew, Farsi, and Arabic linguists were assigned. And this is one of those issues that you talked about, but we're still having difficulties finding good...
Well, I wanted you to weigh in. As we go through and learn more about you, I want you to take some of the issues of the day and weigh in on them. And when you were a radio talk show host, I heard you talk about things that were similar to this. And I don't want to necessarily make this political because I don't do a political radio program. You may have, but in terms of the foolishness that goes into the decisions in terms of your understanding that we need these translators and it happened that a lot of them that were trained were gay, and when the don't ask, don't tell policy came in, they all disappeared, right?
Let me tell you, even before when I was on active duty, there wasn't the don't ask, don't tell. So we got to get back to that for
right.
a second. We just implemented it.
Yeah.
But what was so sick about this was that, you know, at the time, so I'm going to give you, this is the mid-80s, I'm at the National Security Agency, and we were very limited in the number of linguists that we had the capability. Matter of fact, all four branches of the service had a very limited number of Hebrew, Farsi, and Arabic linguists. And they were all assigned to the same unit. These guys had to literally spend somewhere near 180 days deployed. We could only, at that time, you could only be deployed for 179, so we would deploy them for 176 days, bring them home for 4 days, and turn them right back around and send them back to sea again.
Right.
And this is really what started Montel as the talk show host and as a person who realized that, and I don't know, maybe it was a perfect timing in my life, but because I would send these guys to sea so often, a couple of these guys, these are 22, 23-year-old, 24-year-old guys, who are married to 17, 18-year-old girls who have two babies, and while they're deployed for half a year or a year straight, all kinds of things would go wrong. The washer would blow up at the house. The car would be in trouble. And the mother, who was 17 years old, came from someplace in the Midwest of America and in Washington, D.C. at National Security Agency, had no knowledge of what to do. So I started a program for my very special troops and ran in a lot of angst because I wanted to do something by getting these people together in their off duty. You couldn't require a spouse or a dependent to report anywhere, but I was trying to get them to come in and form small little groups so they
support
could help
groups.
Each other. This is back in support groups. This is back in 19. Let's get this straight. 88.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so after I started that program, what happened is I had a friend of mine who was my classmate at the Naval Academy. Had volunteered himself to put on a program where he was going to get military speakers. I was going to be the military speaker. So that's really what launched my entire career. January of 1988, I went out to Kansas State University and spoke at an event on family issues and on issues of responsibility. And that one speaking engagement garnered me, I think, about 40 speaking engagements.
Wow.
Those 40 garnered me another 200. And this is 1988. Within 6 months, I ended up having thousands of requests for me to speak in schools around the country.
Hold on. I want to pick up. Hold on. We have to pause for a moment here. I want to spend a few more minutes with you picking up on that thread. Montel Williams on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do. do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Part of the program is we are now doing video, the Good Day Show, streaming the various components, i.e. the people in the program are on video here and there. I would love to have had, well, maybe we'll figure this out as Martel spends more time with us. Martel Williams is here. Get him on. He's not as...
the really
not exactly,
small screen.
It's not like he was a camera shy or anything along that. He didn't, and he wasn't photogenic. I don't remember ever seeing you with hair.
You know, can I tell you something? Here's a very strange one. A lot of people don't notice about me. I entered the Naval Academy at age 19, and there are still pictures of me out there with a shaved head then.
Really?
I'll tell you what my problem is. Yeah, my grandfather, you know, you get your hairline from your mother's father.
Yeah,
I swear to you, I saw pictures of my grandfather when I think he was 10 and 11. Homeboy was bald.
Yeah.
Really and I've got a brother who is a little older, but he hates me saying that. But he lost. I'm not kidding you. My brother had the landing strip when he was 17.
Yeah. But Montel, you rock the bald head. I mean, you look great with it. I couldn't even imagine you with hair.
Jennifer, thanks so much. But let me just tell you something. Now, a lot of people, and Doug, you look at this yourself. Go back to the day that I went on the air. I want you to understand this. When I started in the fray back in 1991.
Yeah.
I was the only bald personality on all of network television, with the exception of Telly Savalas and Lou Gossett back then. Magic Johnson called me and told me one day, dude, he said, if you had never shaved your head, if you weren't on the air, I would have never shaved my head.
So you started it. You got the move going. And now it is white guys think it's cool to have their head shaved now.
Bald is big now.
Let me tell you something. Wait a minute. I got to tell you something about that. Some white guys can pull it off. Some black guys can pull it off. But there's some guys who should put hair on those.
Yes. If you have the hot dog package on the back of your head, you don't want to do it.
You got a six pack of hot dogs back there. Or and I hate to say, we were really mean as kids. But we used to call it the hook head. When you got that little hook back of your head that could hold you up, you know, don't shave it.
You know, you and I don't know each other. I think we said hello to each other once or twice over the course of the years. When you just said that, I have never heard anybody else say what you just said. So the takeaway. Among all of the things from Montel on his first visit on the Good Day program is your hairline is the same as your mother's father's. I knew that. My father told me that when I was a kid. That's why I was not worried about losing my hair, because my grandfather, my mother's side, had a great head of hair. And I never, from that day to this, ever heard anybody say that what you just said is the truism, that your hairline is predicated by what's happened on your mother's side, the father on the mother's side.
My walk away is I get a new term called hook head. I'd never heard that.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I mean, you know, when you look back at it, my father right now, my father turns 80 this year. And
God bless him.
He survived a brain tumor, okay, where they had to shave homeboy's head. Okay, this is about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But right now, he has more hair than both me and my brother.
So what does your dad think? We got about 60 seconds left here on our visit. What's your dad think of your success?
You know, I tell you what we're going to do. When we come back, Doug, I'm back next week, let's talk about how proud I am of his success. He's
right.
proud of
okay.
me. But I got a father who went to college for 17 years,
Ooh.
Every single night, to get his degree.
Really?
And Commissioner of Transportation, Commissioner of Public Works, and a Commissioner of Fire Department for Baltimore City. So we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just reading your wiki page.
Yeah.
Your dad was the first black fire chief in Baltimore County, right?
Baltimore City.
One of the first
black fire chiefs of any major city in America.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
There's tons to talk about here, and you understand. This is what I say. By the way, I've been doing this for a long time. And I've always maintained that we all have great stories to tell. Some of us tell them better than others. But you all have a story to tell. And the visits that we have with Montel aimed at you understanding certainly where he comes from, but compare where he came from or where any of us came from to where you come from, and you'll find there are lessons to be learned. Montel on Good Day, brought to you by the folks at Money Mutual. Good to have you here, Montel. Thank you.
Can't wait to talk to you next week, my friend.
Visit again next Wednesday, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It may not cross your mind to visit a cemetery on your next trip, but if you look closely, you may find some lesser-known burial grounds that are really worth a visit. For a real lesson in American history, head to the Old Granary Burying Ground. It's the third oldest cemetery in Boston, and it's the final resting place of everyone from Paul Revere to John Hancock. In Indianapolis, Crown Hill Cemetery is home to figures like the legendary bank robber John Dillinger. But even more than its famous residents, the cemetery is known for its scenic surroundings. If celebrity spotting is on your agenda in Los Angeles, skip Rodeo Drive and head to Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery. That's where you'll see old Hollywood's most famous names, from Marilyn Monroe, Burt Lancaster, Natalie Wood, even Dean Martin. And in Westchester County, New York, the place to see iconic Americans is Ferncliff Cemetery, where Judy Garland, Joan Crawford, Malcolm X, and Superman himself, Christopher Reeve, are buried. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Whew. Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Comes the light. And that's part of the mantra here, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, bringing you light. There are a lot of interesting people in the world, and I love to meet and greet and embrace people. Some of the folks that you get to know on this program are well known to you, as they are well known to me, because they are my friends. Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Clay are my friends, and therefore they become your friends. And I've met some wonderful people over this program, and doing this for a living has afforded me the opportunity to meet some really great people, some folks who make a difference. And I think Montel is one of those.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I think we're going to like him.
Helping himself. He's helped others. And you know what? Along the way, if you make a couple of bucks, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We are here to help, and you help in many different ways. And so his story, Great American story, and you know, when you have the sort of way about you, he doesn't have a swagger, he has a confidence. There's a difference between
he's
a swagger
arrogant.
And a confidence. He's not an arrogant guy.
No, not at all.
I was reading through his bio on Wiki, and he has got Wikipedia. Let me see if I can find it here.
We're talking about Montel Williams. If you're just joining us, Montel has started an engagement with us on the program, and every week he's going to spend some time.
He did 3 years
talking
on,
about.
Are we engaged to Montel? Is that what
we
that
have
means?
An engagement with Montel?
He did 3 years on nuclear submarines too.
Yeah, he said it was 300 days under the ocean.
Yeah. Let me see. He has an Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, two Navy Expeditionary Medals, two Humanitarian Service Medals, a Navy Achievement Medal, two Navy Commendation Medals, and
decorated
two
Naval
Meritorious
Office.
Service Medals.
Yeah.
He's a
By the way,
guy.
22 years.
Here's,
good God.
If I may, to follow up on that.
I don't think I like him anymore. He's an overachiever.
Yeah, he's smart. Here's the story. I wanted to mention Staff Sergeant Salvatore Gunta.
This guy's amazing.
If you don't know his story, he was awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House this week. And even with the Medal of Honor around his neck, this guy, again, going back to the conversation with Montel, so humble, so inspiring, insisting that he wears the award, but he didn't earn it by himself. He's the first Vietnam War soldier.
The first since Vietnam
War. Since Vietnam, I'm sorry, you're right, Richie, to have been given the military honor, the Medal of Honor. He said, quote, "I know a lot braver people than me. I'm just one of many. I'm mediocre at best. Here's the story. Here's the story. Listen to the story. This is in a really desolate part of Afghanistan. It's in 2007. This guy, he says he's mediocre. Well, there's nothing really mediocre about his bravery. As I piece the sort of picture together, those of you who, by the way, watch me as we're doing this video program, you'll see me maneuvering around because I normally have two or three different sources for something that I'm talking about. So sometimes you see me maneuvering around. I just grabbed a piece of paper that I remembered seeing earlier, Richie, about the paratroopers that he was with. They came under intense enemy fire. Now, this guy, you talk about gut instincts. He was running on his instincts to hear him tell the story. He ran toward the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
They were dragging a soldier away with them, a wounded soldier in Gunta's company, Staff Sergeant Josh Brennan. They were dragging him away like he was a dog. They were going to, you know, bring him. Who knows what they were going to do with him. So Gunta runs out, saves Brennan. By the way, he died of his injuries, but and there was another fellow that died, Hugo Mendoza, that was a specialist on that same assignment. Both of them gave everything, said Gunta, in accepting the medal. Every single tomorrow they'll ever have, they gave for their country that night. Now, that's those words, whether he came up with that on his own, think about the meaning of those words. Whether you like the war, it's not about that. It's about somebody. Remember we were talking about this last Thursday during Veterans Day, trying to distinguish, and I didn't do it well, between those people like Gunta and Brennan and Mendoza, who are in harm's way. They go into the service, they get assigned a duty, they do their job. Those are the people who, there are those who can get into the same circumstance, and they can, you know, Doc, that's the difference between people. They're just, everybody's different. But to hear these words, yeah, every single tomorrow they'll ever have, they gave for their country that night. That's a very, very powerful statement. Let me repeat it one more time. Every single tomorrow they'll ever have, they gave for their country that night. That brings a tear to my eye. Without a guy like him, other people that night would have perished for sure. But thinking about how people like that inspire, again, you can argue wars and that we have too many and all that stuff. I'm on that bandwagon. I'm sick of us going into places that we have no business being, getting involved in story, in fracases and wars and actions that we can never win. I'm tired of it as an American. But I will tell you that guys like this are one in a million. And they are the kind of people that you need when you really have a problem and you really have to go to war. You want guys like this in that uniform. Those are the guys you want. It's kind of remembering, I guess this is the Jack Nicholson line from a few good men.
Yeah, you need me on that wall.
Right. And then
we
need guys like this junta.
They don't know. There's a guy that we work, our American Veteran Center, which is our sister organization. We work with a bunch of these guys who are just amazing. Mm. And Dave Bellavia is a guy that I've become friends with over the last few years. And he was a staff sergeant in Fallujah.
Yeah.
And walked into a house. He was a sergeant, and his group walked into this house, and they were attacked by six Taliban. And all of them were shot, injured. Right. He walked into the house last, took out all six of the Taliban by himself, ran out of bullets, finished the job with a Swiss Army knife, killed all six of them.
Wow.
And he was like, I had no idea that I could do this.
Yeah.
He goes, it just clicked,
yeah,
and it just turned on, and you do what you have to do.
Excuse me, anyway. So, I am taken back by what this guy is all
They're
about.
Amazing people.
Yeah.
They're amazing people.
All right, anyway, and we need to have them, but, again, we can argue about whether they're needed in the involvement that we're in right now. That is one argument. The guys like this, though, there's no argument about this guy. or the people who are like him. 19 before the hour. Clay, speaking of people who are unusual, who are heroes.
Yep. Medal of Honor winners.
Yeah, right.
Mm, yes.
All right, so we have Clay with his story of the day. By the way, we are encouraging you at facebook.com/Good Day Show to become my friend, our friends, and so you can be participating. Put something on the wall. I finally found out where the wall was when I really got active in the Facebook thing. It's kind of cool. And Thursday, Clay will select someone to be on the air with us on Friday. That'll be very nice. So your report from social media, what's the big headline today that isn't being covered anywhere else, Clay?
Well, have you guys heard the buzz of this drink, Four Loko?
Yes.
No.
Have you, Doug?
No.
It's an alcoholic caffeinated drink. So it's an alcoholic energy drink that has as much caffeine as a six-pack of Diet Coke and as much alcohol as a bottle of wine in one of these energy drinks.
That doesn't sound good.
As a bottle of wine? As a bottle of wine. It's four shots in each one.
Okay.
Wow.
So they're called blackout in a can. Is there like
yeah, no kidding.
Can't that kill you, though, because it brings you – it's like drinking Red Bull and alcohol?
That's exactly
yeah,
what it is.
It's getting banned everywhere, and that's
so. What's the buzz online?
That's what the story is. A user on Reddit.com posted a message asking people, saying, "With all the news of the dangers of Four Loko and various bans around the country, I can't help that we've all done is miss a great opportunity for people to have a discussion about alcohol and the attitude towards it." Yeah. To me, it seems like common sense. The problem isn't caffeine and alcoholic drinks. The problem is kids and others not handling themselves properly.
Drinking five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because if you drink two, it's guaranteed to give you a blackout, it says.
Oh, nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So it says, this. Of course, you got politicians bouncing around their pitchforks, which doesn't help foster a discussion. So what do you think? Would it be possible to help us get past the scapegoat and get down to what's actually wrong, or are we too far gone for sober discussion? And so a bunch of people are commenting back and forth and saying whether or not they think that drinks, the legal drinks, like, because alcohol is legal, but they're banning these drinks because they say that they're being used improperly. And the question is that
it's
right
foolish
to
ban them because you can come up with the ingredients on your own and make them. This is just an easier way. Somebody has put them together.
Right.
To
somebody's just
bucks.
Put alcohol
but you can
in
do it at home right. if you want to.
Oh, you can do it at a bar. Yeah. I mean, I've been to many a bar where they serve Red Bull and whatever drink you want with
it's
it. So
ridiculous.
It's also like, in the same sense, it would be like banning a really, really long cigarette.
Yeah, it would be just like that. Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Because it's legal. It's the same substance. It's just a lot
smoking
of
smoking a really, really long cigarette is not going to kill you for about 30 years.
Right.
Well, what if it's an extremely long cigarette?
Right. Have to go around the world. Clay Cohart, who's our manager of social media here on Good Day, our video of the day today is a story about a Chinese entrepreneur who's developed a vending machine that dispenses live crabs.
Oh, I've seen this.
Live crab?
Yeah.
Live crab.
Because you really want to get that from a vending machine.
All right, Richie, can we get the audio in here? Let's listen at least to some of the audio from the video at DougStephan.com. Good day,
Sean. A new vending machine in the subway station in Nanjing, China, is quickly becoming known for the unusual product it dispenses. Inside the glass, a delicacy that may be a bit exotic for American tastes, but one that's popular in this part of China, live crabs. The owner of the company that created the crab vending machine says he's seen a lot of other machines selling sodas and snacks, but he thought crab could also be sold this way. He set out to design what he claims is the first of its kind. He says he thinks the crab vending machine is a cool thing. She says it's more convenient. Normally people have to drive a long way to buy these types of crabs. The crabs are kept at about 41 degrees Fahrenheit, which makes them sleepy.
This is really wrong. Okay.
It cost about $2 to $7.
So have you ever gotten crabs from a vending machine, Doug?
You missed the important point.
No,
there.
No, I didn't.
Is that the temperature is just enough not to freeze them. They're alive, but they're kind of in this dormant state,
how they
so they stay fresh.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them to sleep with
our
these.
Poll today at DougStephan.com.
Do they do bed bugs as well?
Yeah. Why is Bristol Palin still on Dancing with the Stars? That's our poll. Why is Bristol Palin still on Dancing with the Stars? A, because she's fabulous, the next Ginger Rogers. B, Tea Party, anyone? C, she's hot and her young fans are supporting her. D, Dick Cheney is forcing Halliburton employees to vote for her. That's our poll today at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll, are we being served well by the current TSA screening practices? 55% of you said no. I don't trust the TSA, FDA, or any other branch of government. Hear, hear. 27% of you said, I want the same scan that Barack Obama gets before he boards Air Force One. 10% of you said, yes, the FDA says the body scanning machines are A-OK. And 8% of you said, yes, we're getting the full treatment. Who doesn't like a good pat-down? I'll report to you tomorrow on my pat-down because I'm not going to go through the X-ray machine when I go to the airport in a couple of hours. I'm going to opt for the pat-down, so we'll see what we'll see, or I'll feel what I'll feel. And I'll report to you mañana. All right. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is right around the corner here on Good Day.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rank checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Choosing recipes for your holiday meal can be a challenge, whether you're a seasoned holiday host or tackling the big dinner for the first time. To help take the guesswork out of menu planning and ensure that the meal is a crowd pleaser, Jane Fryman of Campbell's Kitchen has some great tips.
Well, CampbellsKitchen.com gives holiday hosts all the resources they need in one place, from recipes for the big dinner to what do you do with your leftovers to helpful entertaining tips, we've got you covered. If you're worried about dry turkey, try basting it with 100% natural Swanson chicken stock. It enhances the rich flavors of the meat and keeps it deliciously moist. Stuffing is an essential holiday side dish, and we have recipes ranging from traditional to contemporary, including ones with dried fruit, nuts, and even oysters. And for a traditional family favorite, don't forget to make plenty of Campbell's green bean casserole. We also have great dessert ideas as well.
For these and other delicious holiday and leftover recipes, visit CampbellsKitchen.com. I'm Jeff Custer.
12 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert, is here, brought to you by the folks at Sustanex. What can we say in short order? Probiotics help you maintain your immune system, your digestive system, and your health. That's pretty much as good and simple a message as we can get in advocating that people use Sustanex, Ken.
Imagine healthy bacteria. There really are healthy bacteria. You need healthy bacteria to help your defense system and your digestive system work most effectively. My favorite way of getting the healthy bacteria is through Sustanex.
Save, save, save. $5 off coupons. Go to trysustanex.com and use the coupons. Enhance your immune system. Stay away from colds and flu. It's that simple. And one of the big stories medically today has to do with probiotics, Ken.
It sure does. This is out of the medical journal Pediatrics, Doug, that the probiotic, it's a mouthful, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, commonly known as Lactobacillus GG. It significantly reduced the severity and frequency of bouts of abdominal pain in children with irritable bowel syndrome. So even in kids, this works. And if your children are suffering from these bouts of abdominal pain, you may want to talk to the pediatrician about using the healthy bacteria probiotics.
I don't know if you heard the story earlier. Montel Williams was here. He was talking about his MS and how he got shots in the service, and he got 10 times the dose he was supposed to, and how many people got sick. You got to wonder how often that happens, whether it's in the service or, again, with people getting doses for various shots at the doctor's office. That stuff troubles me, as you know. I asked that question. It's sort of a reflective question, and the answer may be, huh?
Who do you trust?
That's a good question. I trust you, Ken. Well, Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day because I trust him.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Bleg.
Only you and you alone can fill me like you do and fill my heart.
Only you and you alone. Performed by the Platters. This was played during the film War of the Roses, starring Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner, and Danny DeVito. You may be interested, DeVito turned 66 today. Chucker, you may be interested to know that Michael Douglas' ex-wife is not going to get any of the money from Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Deandra Douglas was suing Michael to try to get a portion of his earnings. She claimed that their divorce entitled her to money from projects related to work he did while they were married. But anyway, the judge said yesterday, forget about it. Say it again?
I said her timing couldn't be more wrong.
Right, yeah, exactly. Imagine this guy's got throat cancer and has less than a 50-50 chance of surviving, and she's trying to nob him for some money. How do you think she comes across? The judge said it has no business being in a New York court, because they were married in California. So that's one way of tripping her up, I guess. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. In a way, we are interested in tripping you up a little because we have these audio clips from various movies that we play for you. You identify the movie and you win the prize. Pretty simple, straightforward, and no brain surgery involved, just a good ear and a good mind. So we have three cuts from a movie starring one, two, three, four of our... actresses and actors, and I'm surprised this one woman is in it. I don't remember she was in it. She's not usually in movies like this. Directed by a man who's well known for directing violent movies. Give you that much of a clue. Here's the first audio.
So we know who he is.
But for those of us what lived and died in them furious days, it was like everything we knew was mightily swept away. And no matter what they did to build this city up again, for the rest of time, it would be like no one even knew he was ever here.
800-510-8255. I didn't see it. I almost threw up when the trailer was played for this in a movie theater, Chucker. It was so violent. The trailer is, you know, the
you
movie.
You don't like violence in movies.
No, not this kind of violence.
Not at all. No. You don't think there's ever a
I think, but not gratuitous stuff like this. Okay. This was
fair
awful.
Fair enough.
It turned me off to... the guy who was the nemesis, sort of. All right, next clip, Richie.
By the ancient laws of combat, I accept the challenge of the so-called natives. You plague our people at every turn. But from this day out, you shall plague us no more. But let it be known that the hand that tries to strike us from this land shall be swiftly cut down.
Or in the case of that movie, cut off. 800-510-8255. Everybody know it?
I think I might.
All right. Last clip.
This is freedom.
What'll it be then? Rib or chop? Loin or shank?
He'll walk amongst you marked with shame.
Loin or shank?
A freak worthy of Barnum's Museum of Wonders.
All right, let's get to there we have Chucker, 60 seconds from now, you'll do movie news for us. Stand by.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
All right, Chucker, what's movie news look like today?
Okay, Doug, according to a big entertainment story that broke late last night, Warner Brothers is in early talks with Forrest Gump director Robert Zemeckis to direct a remake of the 1939 beloved classic The Wizard of Oz using the film's original script.
Really?
That comes on the heel of Disney announcing last month they're doing an Oz prequel, which will star Robert Downey Jr. playing the Great Oz before he came to Oz. I'm not a fan of this idea. I know there's been a lot of backlash when the story broke last night. To do a direct remake of one of the great films of all time with a great cast, I think, is a very bad idea.
All right, Nino in Mount Vernon, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Is it Braveheart?
No, ma'am. Ray, what do you think the name of the movie is?
300.
That's a good guess. Lanty in Oregon, what do you think?
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Cameron Diaz, Liam Neeson, and Daniel Day-Lewis. Martin Scorsese directed.